Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of October, and I'm waiting to go to the hospital. I've booked hospital transport, and it's just about 2 minutes to 10 a.m., obviously, and my appointment is at 10:30, and it takes about, at the least, 40 minutes to get there. But if we have to pick someone up, and the traffic's bad, an hour. So, I didn't get up very early. I didn't get up till 8:30. I had to dialyse, and then feed the dogs and the cats. Take the dogs out. So I'm still sitting. I made a cup of tea. I made Connor a cup of tea. I'm still sitting here. Of course, I got washed and dressed and whatever. Oh dear. I hope he doesn't sound very happy. He's not in a very good mood today because he's got a job starting tomorrow, and it was one that's good. It's good money. It's what doing what he wanted to do, working on the railway. It's better money than what he was doing before. It's local, so there's not all the travelling involved. But because he changed sponsors, you have to have a sponsor to do these jobs. He's got to have another drug and alcohol test, and he's already booked to have that tomorrow. He's got to go over to Rotherhithe for that, but the job starts tomorrow, so now he can't do it. So, oh dear, it could be one of those days today. He's coming to the hospital with me. I don't know what that noise is next door. I would say it's their vacuum cleaner, but if it is, it's a pretty loud one. I don't know if you can pick it up on there. The cats are all clamouring to go out, and I won't let them out when I'm not here, even though the kids are here. So they'll have to wait till I come back, whatever time that may be. I think they are hoovering, but it sounds like a really loud one. You can't hear anything through the wall. We're only attached to one side. All you can ever hear. I never used to hear anything from the elderly couple from before, but now these people have got kids. I hear the kids running up and down the stairs sometimes, and you can hear light switches going on in the bedroom next to ours, or them switching a plug on, putting a plug in. Wow. That's a loud vacuum cleaner. Oh dear, this is all doing my head in this morning. I just want to get going now. I'd almost made up my mind that I thought they might turn up really early, because they do sometimes, and if I wasn't ready, I was just going to... They're only allowed to wait 15 minutes, because otherwise it puts everyone else behind, so they never have to wait for me. I'm either ready or I'm not going. I thought, well, if they come and I'm not ready, I'm just not going to go. But I got up and got ready. I got up at 8:30. I thought I'd better make an effort. Otherwise, if I've got to ring up and tell them I'm not coming in, they're not going to be very pleased. It's sunny out today, but it's quite cold. It's all go this morning. Connor's up. He's got his interview at 1 o'clock. It's local. Connor's on the phone to somebody. He's got to tell everyone on Friday that the store's closing in a month's time. I feel so sorry for the staff, so does he, because, you know, it's just before coming up for Christmas, and they're going to be without a job. And The reason he's not allowed to tell them before he's got to wait a month is because they have to give a month's notice. So that means if they get another job, they can't leave, if you see what I mean. So the shop can still continue to function until the day it's meant to close. They have exactly a month to work. So, you know, they're not, you know, if they get a job the next week, they can't leave until a month afterwards or whatever. So he's really dreading that, which for which I don't blame him. Oh, I hate waiting. You know, I just can't stand it. I get really anxious. I don't know why. I think it's just because I want to get going. And I should be going. I wouldn't mind if I was ready and, you know, ready too early. And so I was waiting. But they tell you to be ready. I should actually have been ready at 8 o'clock, as they say, be ready 2.5 hours before your appointment time. That's some big joke. Oh, I'm knocking everything on the floor, the remote control for the TV. Oh, shut up. Oh, I've turned the Hoover off now. I haven't. Let's come back on. Pick that up. I'm just going to go and put my cup in the dishwasher and have a look outside. Sorry, darling.
Cassia, you really know that.
This is what I don't like. That's why I decided to do an audio boo, because it...
Where are you arseholes going?
Oh, that's an audio boo. Hospital. Got that.
What?
You div. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hospital. I'm just waiting for the transfer. My appointment's 10:30, and I've got to get all the way over to Denmark Hill. Huh?
Can we let them know?
Who know?
Hospital.
No.
Going to be late.
Oh, I will if it doesn't turn up in a minute.
Well, you're
going to be late. Oh, well, I am going to be. I'm always late because they're always late turning up. They told me to be ready at 8 o'clock. I didn't even get up till 8:30. Listen, can you hear something? He wants to go out, but I don't really like him being out when I'm not here.
Why?
Well, you can let him out, I suppose. I don't want the others going out. I don't want the door open when I'm not here. That's what I mean. Put him outside. Good morning, you idiot. I've already fed him. Now he's had his food. Now he wants to bugger off. Bye. He'd probably go straight round and come back in the front door. That's the sort of thing he does. We'll open the door and he'll come in. Is it still sunny out there? Can you get worse? Something to eat when you go out? You know, a sandwich or something down Marks and Spencer's? No, seriously.
Marks and Spencer's, you think I'm made of money?
Well, there's nothing else down there, is there? That's cheap. I mean, there's Costa. That's no cheaper, is it? There's Thornton's. Well, that's it. That's your choice, isn't it? Unless you go somewhere else on the way home. McDonald's.
I'm going all the way down to McDonald's.
It's not that far. Well, I suppose it is quite a long way from there. What's that noise? Do you think that's a Hoover or a drill? No, it's in their house. It's next door. I think it is, anyway. Huh? You need to take a phone call?
No.
Oh. It's all right for these executive people, isn't it?
Anyway.
Hey? Everyone's on the phone. Lawnmower. I think it's a vacuum cleaner.
No worries. See you later.
Who was that?
The idiot is in charge of my shop.
What, your area manager?
No.
Oh, what's in today?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Bradley.
Oh.
He's like a right freaking idiot.
Oh, is he someone that you don't know?
Yeah.
Someone they brought in.
Yeah.
Are you off tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
Anyway. I'll see you later, everyone, if I ever get to the hospital.
Fuck off.
Stop it! Connor! What on earth do they think of you? All right.
What do you like?
You're meant to be a managerial category.
Yeah, yeah, well, not when I'm at home.
Yeah, when you're at home, you're a little... He's getting aggravated out there. Right, anyway, I'll see you later, everyone.